Blog Talk Radio.
Still, you know, this people cheat, I guess, on the model trial.
still going in Ohio. I used to be with guys, so then I'm in. I did want something in the middle. When you guys go, shout out to my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And in those of you around the world, God bless you tonight. I know we have different times and so forth. Our different times. We start at 11 o'clock Eastern time in the United States. Out there for you that are listening overseas, God bless you tonight. Invite some friends, family members. If you have any prayer requests, call in tonight. We'd like to lift you up. I'd like to say a prayer before our brother Gus comes in tonight with the word. I'd like to pray for, I know there's a lot of needs out there, but we're going to do that. Let's all agree, listeners, tonight. Believers, I ask you to agree in prayer. It might be you that needs the blessing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I know that there's a lot of needs out there, Father God. And Father God, way too many to mention, but I want to mention some. Father God, those who need a physical healing tonight, Father God, I ask, Father God, that you touch them by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, that you heal them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, in Jesus' name. Father God, tonight, those who need a deliverance tonight, Father God, deliver your people tonight, Father God. We ask tonight, in Jesus' name, Father God, that you'll set them free, Father God. Those tonight, Father God, that are hurt, that lost loved ones, Father God, comfort them, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Mend the brokenhearted tonight, Father God. And Father God, those tonight, Father God, who need a financial blessing, breakthrough, a miracle, Father God, make a way where there seems that there's no way. Open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing that they can't contain tonight, Father God. We give you honor, praise, and glory, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'd like to share with the listeners tonight, as we talk about it, it's the Christmas season. And I know it's a sad time for a lot of people, and including myself at times. But the thing is that we need to focus on what God has done for us, and that's sending his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We're to have that joy, the peace, in the name of Jesus, and be comforted by that alone, that we have eternal life through him. We have peace. Right? So receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you tonight. We say God bless each and every one of you tonight. I know that God is still working today in people's lives. Amen. So stay with us. Be blessed for the word tonight. Again, if you have a need tonight, call in. If you're a call-in listener, just hit 1 on your keypad. We'll call you up to the mic. If you're listening by internet, call in. I'll repeat it one more time. 917-889-7893. God bless you tonight. As I said, Brother Gus should be with us very, very shortly here to share the word tonight. So stay with us and be blessed tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God that God is still doing miracles. You know, we've been getting prayer requests from people on Facebook. I like to welcome the Facebook listeners. We get some prayer requests from around the world. And people have needs, such as, and we see you, we hear the testimonies and the miracles that God is doing in people's lives, and how people receive joy. I prayed for someone just the other day, and they said they just felt the power of God. So I want to give God the glory for that. There's no distance in prayer, and there's no distance in prayer. And that's the great thing about prayer. Amen? Well, I like to welcome our brother Gus, who was always late. 9 minutes late. That's okay. Gus, God bless you.
I'm sorry about that, sir. Sorry.
No
How
problem.
Are you?
No problem. I'm good. Thank you. God bless you. I know we're running short on time tonight. Brother Gus,
okay,
I apologize
we'll make it
to the
quick.
Listeners.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right.
How are you tonight?
Good. Sorry, Valerie was on my phone. I was waiting for that call, and then it ended up being a little bit longer than what we thought, but everything's good. That's why I'm late. It's
no
a little bit cold. It started to rain about a half an hour ago. But you know me, John. I love the rain. I love the winter.
Amen. Well, we have 33 degrees here. today. We had a little bit of snow flurries, but it's going to warm up.
That's cold.
We're going to have another cold day here in Ohio. We're just to the listeners, we're broadcasting here from Ohio near the Cleveland area, and it's like 33 degrees, but we have beautiful weather for the last several weeks here, and it's we'll take it. Amen. And so we're loving it. And so I know that forecast says we're going to have in the 50s all of next week. So praise God for that. And, you know, God is blessing. Even there, God is in the Word. Because, you know what, people have a hard time paying their utility bills. Their heating bills
are very
high.
That's right.
And so God knows what he's doing out there. Amen. Brother Gus, before we go any further, I just got done praying out there. How about we pray and we share the Word tonight? Amen.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Without further ado, because we're short on time, let us pray. I'd like to pray for you, and then we can start the Word, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for this night, Father God. We thank you for our brother Gus tonight. Tonight, Father God, you lead us, guide us, direct us, Father God. Father God, give us all a fresh new anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, tonight, open up our understanding to your Word, Father God, each and every one of us, the listeners and ourselves, Father God, our spiritual eyes, ears, hearts, minds, bodies, soul,
Lord.
And spirit, to receive your Word tonight, Father God. We thank you for your Word, and we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we want to say we love you
in
Jesus' name, and we say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have just 15, 20 minutes here to share, so this is going to be the last part of the Christmas story about Jesus, the Son of God, being born, Emmanuel, God is with us. So if you was with us last week, then the second part of it will make a lot of sense to you, what we're doing, part two. If not, we'll just kind of go over, and I'll let Brother John, he's better than that, he's better with that than I am. Did you share already with the listeners what we shared last week, the ones that didn't hear us, Brother John?
No, I didn't, Brother Gus.
Okay, just give them a little heads up what we talked about.
Amen. Well, last week we shared on the birth of Christ and how the angel appeared to Mary and told her how she would conceive a child and how she asked but did not doubt the Lord. She asked the angel, how could this be? Because I know no man. And the angel explained to her how the Holy Spirit will overshadow her and she will give birth. And she was obedient to God. And she says, as my Lord wills. And the bottom line is she just accepted it and received it. And so that's the base of the story. And tonight we'll conclude the story of the birth of Christ. It's very important that we understand, get some understanding through the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, Gus.
Amen. Before we go any further, I'm going to let the listeners know, we mention this every week, and we're going to continue throughout the time that we share with you guys on the radio, that you would minister, share, or get connected with somebody in the Word. That's what we do, me and Brother John. We talk to each other throughout the week, not just on the nights that we do radio, but week in and week out on what we read or what we shared or what we heard in church or what we got out of a particular scripture, passage, or a verse. And the Word tells us in Proverbs that as iron sharpens iron, so one brother sharpens another. And that's very important that we do that and that we stay involved in the Word with a good group of men and women, men of God, women of God, to build each other up. So all that being said, we're going to be talking tonight about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became flesh and dwelt among us. Emmanuel, God is with us. So we'll talk about Christmas for a second, but we don't want to focus on the trees and we don't want to focus on the present and we don't want to take Christ out of this particular holiday. And it's also important for us to remember that we don't just celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas. We can celebrate that throughout the year because it was such a magnificent thing. we just remember it very well around this time of the year, December. But remember that God became a man, was born to a virgin Jewish young girl, 13 to 15, 16 years old, and it was God became flesh and dwelt among us, John 1:1. So Christmas is about God. It's not about a tree. It's not about presents. Presents didn't die for you. Religion didn't die for you. It was salvation on the cross that died for you and me. That's what Christmas is all about. We're celebrating life, not death. We're celebrating salvation, victory. We can look back and see what God did, but believers, fellow brothers and sisters, we're past that 2015 or so years now, coming up on 2016 years. God is risen. Jesus is risen from the grave, and he intercedes for us day and night. There's a lot of work to be done between here and heaven. We don't just get baptized, believe in Jesus, and wait and be caught up. There's a lot of work to be done. Paul says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, meaning that we're saved for good works. And these things that we need to continue to do every day, fellowship, read the word. Like I said, going back to what I said, we don't just get baptized and wait and go to heaven. There's a lot of things that God wants to do in us and through us. So let's look at some passage of scripture. First of all, we need to know that the Son of God became a man so men could become sons of God. Now, Brother John, I'm sure you heard that before. I'll say it again for the listeners. The Son of God became a man so men could become sons of God. It's very important that we know that the Most High became the Most Low for us. He left the glory of heaven to come down on this earth. And he didn't come into a royal priestly line where there was a beautiful kingdom. Me and Brother John was talking about this, and he was born from a king, and they put a crown. No. He was born to a poverty family. They couldn't even give a lamb on the Passover. They only brought two doves, if you read the story. So he was born into a very poverty or impoverished family. He could have come into a very well-to-do family, but he became a servant on our behalf. Another point that we're going to do, point number two, what is the Lord doing in your life today? It's very important that you ask yourself that question. Not what the Lord did, because what he did is good, but what's more important is what he's doing today, present tense. We know you've been baptized. We've known that you, some people speak in tongues. We've known that you've probably been delivered from maybe some habit, maybe drugs or some addiction. But what is the Lord doing to you tonight? Is he speaking to you? Is he using you? Allow him to do that. God is not the God of the past. He's the God of now. Paul says salvation now. Now is the time of salvation. So question for you tonight, what is the Lord doing in your life? Now, that's not for you to call in and answer that. That's something that you just write in your heart and ask it night by night as the Holy Spirit speaks to you, as you read, as you go to church. It's very important because you know what? Your children one day are going to grow up and say, well, you've been going to church all these years. What is God doing with you? You want to have an answer. It's very important that your children will remember more your actions than your words. For instance, if I'm smoking a cigarette and I tell my son to quit, I mean, how good does that look? That doesn't look good at all. But if I quit smoking and tell him to quit, tell him it's not good, well, he'll see my actions and my words correspond together. So when God says his word is alive, when he speaks, there's life in those words. Just like James says, there's power life and death in the power of the tongue. Back to the story. I'm sorry for going fast. Believe it or not, we only have 10 minutes left. We're gonna be reading the story, and then I have a question at the end of the story. Here we go. This is from Luke chapter 2, verses 43 through 52. Ponkan asunenisto, and you can grab your Bibles real quick. Go together. I'm going to be reading this 8 verses real quick. Okay, so here we go. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. Now, at this time, he's about 12 years old. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his son and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so?" Meaning, like, why did you run away? Why did you hide from us? Why did you leave us? But she didn't understand. "Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." That I did, because they lost Jesus, but Jesus never lost them. "And he said to them, 'Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that it must be about my Father's house?'" Meaning that I dwell in the house of the Lord, and this is where I'll always be, and this is where you need to be too, and we'll never be lost. We'll always have fellowship. "Did you not know that it must be about my Father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them, meaning he did what they told him. And he and his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased, now this is key, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Luke 2:43 and 52. Why do we read this passage on Christmas time? Very important, because at Christmas time, the nativity story, Noel, we think of baby Jesus, but Jesus is grown up. Jesus is now is teaching the leaders. He's teaching the people that are at the synagogue. Those were the people that was to teach all of Jerusalem. And now this young boy is grown up, about 12 years old or so, and he's teaching them because the Spirit is upon him. He's the Son of God. He is God in the flesh. Jesus is not a baby no more. And neither should you and I be. That's the point. Jesus is grown up. We need to grow up too. We need to grow in the Holy Spirit and in power on high. And that's from God. Paul says you're not to be immature anymore, to be on milk, but you need to be on the meat of the word. Meaning, now you need to know those things that you did. They were childish. God forgave them. But you need now to just not do those things. You need to be growing. You need to take steps now, not baby steps and crawling, walking high. Paul says we're to a higher call. The story of Jesus' birth is beautiful. But let's not get caught up with Jesus and the major and the nativity story and forget about us growing in Christ. Jesus did. He grew. That's why I read the story. Brother John?
Amen. Amen. Yes, you know, I just like to say something because we didn't even rehearse this or anything, talk about it. But I just want to read Matthew chapter 1, verse I'll start at verse 19. Just going to read a couple of verses. "Then Joseph, her husband, was a just man, not want to make public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will
Amen.
Bring forth the Son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And I'm just going to jump here to the verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. What I just like to say here tonight is, Brother Gus shared, God is with us today. He heals, he blesses, he gives eternal life, he delivers,
Hallelujah.
He sets free, he comforts, he restores us. If we don't see a change in our life after being a Christian a year or 5 years or 10 or 30 years, you know, if others don't see that, then we remain that little baby in the manger.
Yeah.
Jesus grew in stature, the Bible
right.
tells us. Don't be afraid when the Holy Spirit calls you out to do something for God. Just as we see here, the angel said twice, he said to Mary, do not be afraid. Every time an angel appeared, he appeared to Joseph in the dream, he said, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife.
Mm-hmm.
We have to step
mm-hmm.
out in faith, trusting God. I know we're short on time, but I just wanted to share that with the listeners tonight. That God
I think that was perfect.
He is with us tonight and every night. Let us grow in stature. Let us grow closer to the Lord. Let us grow closer in our walk with God. As the time is coming now that we're not on milk anymore, let's start eating the meat of the Word. Amen? God
mm-hmm.
bless you guys.
Yeah. Brother John, I think that will kind of conclude tonight's message. We got 3 minutes left. I don't know if there's any calls or if you said you wanted to pray for the people, I think it's a good time.
Yeah. I think we have a caller right now. I'm going to take it. Area code 707. No, we don't. I'm sorry about that. You know, I like to say to the listeners out there, let us grow in the Lord. I know we apologize for being short on time tonight. It was my fault. If you never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior out there, you can tonight by saying this prayer and believing in your heart. Say this prayer tonight. Father God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. Tonight I need a Savior. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I believe that you died for me and that you rose on the third day. Save my soul tonight. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you
Amen.
Said that prayer and believed it in your heart, we believe that you are born again. Go to a Bible-believing church that baptizes and submerges in water. Tonight, I like to say a prayer for the people out there. Tonight, don't lose faith tonight in God. God's going to do a miracle in your life. Just receive
Amen.
It tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name tonight, be blessed, be healed, delivered, set free. That God meets all your needs tonight. It's all your needs tonight. If you have a struggling financially, in Jesus' name, be blessed. Receive it in Jesus' name. Make a way for your people tonight, Father God. Pour out a blessing that they can't contain. And Father God, may the Holy Spirit touch each and every heart tonight, Father God. In Jesus' name, we say amen and amen.
Amen.
We have about
Good
30
word,
seconds
Brother
left. Brother Gus, we want to
Good
wish
word,
you
Brother
all
John.
Today. Thank you, Gus. Mm-hmm. We want to wish you a blessed and Merry Christmas. We will not be on this coming Friday, next Friday, because of Christmas,
right.
but we'll be on the following Friday. We want to say we love you. Tell friends, family,
God
members
bless
about
you.
Us. And Brother Gus, if you would, if you have something to say, let's bless the listeners tonight.
Just remember the reason for the season. It's we said it last week. It's not so much about the presence on the tree, but the presence that was on the tree, and that was Jesus that gives us salvation, love, and that's what it's all about.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're out of time. We want to say good night. God bless you. We love you. Blessed and Merry Christmas to you and your families in Jesus' name.